Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got an exciting story to cover. A massive $8 billion Medicaid fraud scheme run by Somalians in Minnesota has been uncovered by our very own FBI Director Kash Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi. Psych! It was uncovered by one of our own YouTubers, 23-year-old Nick Shirley, who, with a video camera and the help of a boomer, the last remaining boomer who isn't brainwashed, personally went and uncovered this massive fraud scheme that's been rampant throughout Minnesota. Unfortunately, Kash Patel has been busy suing people by proxy who accuse his girlfriend, who's definitely not a Mossad honeypot, even though she looks like this, and she's with a guy who looks like this. And Pam Bondi has been really busy redacting the Epstein files that don't exist. Things like $8 billion of fraud that's being stolen by taxpayers by 68 IQ Somalian pirates have been left to the hands of YouTubers who are not suicidal. You know, I don't know if Elon Musk is gonna make us all robot slaves who worship Moloch or whatever, but right now, the X platform is literally the most free speech platform. I know it's not entirely free speech because we can't get away from the doodon. That seems to be the only place that you can actually get real news that's not being portrayed in a particular way to create more political rifts. Because we're allowed to get the news, if you're a Republican, we're allowed to get the news from Fox News to make you hate the crazy libs and the crazy woke libs and the trans, just as long as you remember those are your enemies and you keep sending your money to a special country in the Middle East. And if you're on the left, you get all your news from CNN and you get to be reminded of how Trump and all his followers are all racist, but don't you dare attend any of those pro-Palestine protests. That's how they keep us divided. But on X, we've got a little bit more freedom, And Nick posted his Minnesota fraud video, which is about 41 minutes long. I'm gonna play a little clip of it. And it has about 113 million views, guys. Actually, it's up to almost 120 million. I expect that it's gonna be far more than that, which is more than CNN is getting these days, and definitely more than Fox News. But don't worry, your boomer parents will never have heard about this. And when you tell them about it, they're gonna tell you that's not true, because if it was, it would be on TV.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going. What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
We need to hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on?
That's the boomer guy, by the way.
1.2.
That's the boomer guy who is helping him, who's doing all the research. And you know, what's cool about Nick, so before anybody, we'll get into this in just 1 second, but before anybody starts saying stuff about Nick, because I did a little bit, I wanted to look at his channel. He has a little bit over 1 million followers. But if you go on Social Blade, you can see the way somebody's channel's been growing. And this looks like pretty authentic growth here, right? So as of 2 years ago, December 2023, he was at 27,000 subscribers. And then you see him starting to grow steadily. And then, you know, as you grow more and more, you grow exponentially. My channel has experienced stuff like this. And now he's at over 1 million. It took about 2 years. So that seems pretty legit. It does not seem to me like he is, you know, a paid agent or something. And he's a 23-year-old who decided to investigate some of this stuff on his own. And I'm sure he's getting tips like I get tips from people, and that's why I tell those stories. So I'll just say that about him. But let's watch this again.
Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on?
I like that. We got a black nerd on our hands. You know what? Maybe the Somalians and the Indians will be the thing that brings white and black America together. Probably not.
1.26 million. What was that money spent on?
Ask about
there aren't any kids.
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
No.
But potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota, as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somaliland fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enriched themselves all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. And in this video, we will break down all of the fraud from start to finish, from going to the fraudulent businesses and confronting the people who are making millions of dollars from the government. And we will also be confronting the incompetent government leaders who let this fraud happen. And to make this happen, I met up with a man who's been doing his own investigation for years now, as he has seen the fraud firsthand. His name is David. Let's get into this and be prepared to be shocked.
So you guys can go to Nick Shirley's channel and watch that. It's directly on his channel. On YouTube, it's at 1.8 million views. It's all anybody's talking about on X, because X is where people actually get real news these days, unlike whatever crap we're being given. The only thing I'm going to disagree with him on is he said the incompetent government officials, like this fat over here. No, let me tell you something, Nick. You're young. You look like a sweet guy. He looks like such a nice, in, you know, typical American white trusting guy, cares about his country, you know, is not yet poisoned, isn't gay. I mean, this guy is surviving the greatest psyop of all time. I would elect this guy president, except I'm going to tell him not to run so that he can actually survive and not have his widow, you know, dancing all over social media with a sequins dress on. I'm pretty sure this fat bitch is just hoping one of the Somalians will wife her up because nobody wants her, but it's not government incompetence. It's government corruption and deception. I covered the beginnings of this fraud in a video a little while ago, and I said to you guys, does it sound like a 65 IQ population could figure out how to scam the government out of billions of dollars for years? This has probably been going on since they were brought in under the Obama administration.
Shell companies, does that sound like something a Somali would be able to figure out how to do? Let's think about this, guys. And you're gonna tell me that they can figure out how to do a multi-million, upwards of billion-dollar scheme creating shell companies to hide the money? Somebody is behind this.
About the Somali fraud in Minnesota, USA, I really think people need to start seeing the bigger picture here. Do you really believe that some Somali people living there in Minneapolis could get away with defrauding the state for, say, $9, $10 billion a year? Of course not. Washington, D.C. is totally involved in this and not only allowed it to happen, but made it happen. So that's because Israel recently recognized Somaliland, part of Somalia, as a independent state. Why would Israel do so? Well, they need a place to deport the Palestinians to. But you don't just get a piece of land where you can deport 2 million people to. You have to pay for it. And that's what this is. The US is the greatest ally of Israel. Remember, the United States citizens, middle class people, taxpayers are going to pay for that. This whole scam, the Somali care system scam, whatever, to me looks like an annual rental agreement where the US taxpayer is now forced to pay $10 billion a year to the Somali elites, to Al-Shabaab, the terrorist organization, and so on, in exchange for a piece of land where Israel can then deport the Palestinians to. Your whole government is corrupt, okay? And this is just Somalia. Imagine what the USA is doing with India. Imagine how much money you're bleeding to India.
Other thing I've been noticing, every time I go to some random rural town, there's a bunch of Afghanis running weird businesses there. And whenever you like ask them any questions, they're completely suspicious behaving. One of them was running a cell phone company, and I just simply asked them where they were from, because I'm always interested where people are from. He's like, do you know what? They won't answer the question directly. So I'm like, what's going on? It's like they know they're not supposed to be here, and they've been brought under fraudulent pretexts. This whole thing, you know, something's gonna go down, because I'm telling you, you're pushing the white man. And there's only so far you could push the white man. You know, that or we're done. I do want to get into a few clips because Nick has done a really great job putting this video together. So I really encourage everybody to go ahead and watch this, you know. Let's look at some of the clips. Here's an example.
So I was watching the most recent video by Nick Shirley exposing these daycare centers. Now, they're going daycare to daycare. And the next one that they go to is called Sweet Angel Childcare. This is where they show up to. And this is the business right here. Sweet Angel Childcare.
The office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Our office is located at 130 State Capitol at 75 Reverend.
Oh my God. I'll do it again. Sweet Angel Childcare.
Okay, well, I kind of want to know where he's from. Maybe he's not Somalian. Maybe he's from where Myron Gaines is from. And Myron Gaines is pretty base, so we'll accept it. But yeah, that's been shown that he called that number. It goes to Tim Walz's office. You have to be a complete dunce to watch this fraud going on and think that it's just a bunch of desert dwellers who have never stolen anything more than whatever you had as cargo could figure out how to run this multi-billion dollar scheme in Minnesota, and not just Minnesota, by the way. Now fraud's been discovered in Ohio, and there's another place I'll get to in a little bit. So pretty much anywhere they are, and it's not just daycare centers, it's medical centers, it's them claiming their children are autistic because they realize that since their children are Somalian, nobody's gonna be able to tell that they're not actually retarded. Whole scam going on. These people have been brought in, they have been trained, and there is a system, and I can guarantee you that the Minnesota Democrats are getting a huge kickback. This is not about these Somalians are getting these millions of dollars. First of all, let's just think about this. If they were getting millions of dollars, the billions of dollars that they stole, the $9 billion that they stole, do you think they would still be staying in this country? No. They would have taken their money, they would have gone back to their little Somalia and had a little kingdom, and that would have lasted for about 10 years until they blew all their money like they would normally do. No, they're getting a cut. They're setting up these companies, they're saying, okay, you're gonna run these companies and here is the funding that's gonna go. And then you have a fat white lady like what you saw there who's in charge, and she gives them a paycheck, so they don't care. You give them a few thousand dollars a week. They don't have to do any real work. That's like being rich. And I do have evidence to support, even though I saw this thing and I go, this is what's going on. Then I went and found the evidence, but if you use just a little bit of logic, it all makes sense. So Tim Walz has already taken down the childcare licensing page, which is where a lot of these fake daycare centers would register. So now you go there, and due to an unprecedented high volume of traffic, this website causing service disruptions and website outages. Sure. I'm sure that's what's going on after everybody discovers that one of the phone numbers of one of the childcare centers goes directly to your office. So here's where my theory actually starts to have evidence. What do you find? The Somalian immigrants get billions in taxpayer dollars for free fraudulent daycares, meaning, oh, these daycares are set up as we're gonna provide free daycare for children, usually of immigrants, and they're getting a grant from the government in order to do so. That's the whole idea. That's why we need a grant, is it's for free. Meanwhile, folks, you guys, if you guys have children and you wanna put them in a daycare center, it's gonna cost at least half your wife's salary, which makes you start wondering why she's even going to the office to be sexually harassed by her boss. But don't worry, if you're a brown tard from the third world where you slaughtered our soldiers, we're gonna take care of your kids for free. Oh, those kids don't really exist. Well, actually they do, but they get money for being retarded, aka Somalian. In exchange, those organizations fund Democratic candidates with the money. This is a money laundering scheme, folks. And the politicians like Waltz and Omar ensure fraudulent payments continue. So it's a complete front. They're going to have the Somalians take the fall. I don't really give a shit about the Somalians. Lock them up, send them back. They shouldn't be here in the first place. But don't get fooled into thinking that these guys were the masterminds. No, we've got Omar with her very suspicious looking husband, and they had a scandal not that long ago. Actually, it was before, I forgot what it was. It was before COVID, I believe. She was making donations to her husband's business, who was supposedly running her campaign. And it was very suspicious until they decided to close his business, and nobody ever looked into that. So she just found a new scheme. She was like, hey, you know what? Nobody can tell the difference between the Somalians. Let's just get a bunch of them to open a bunch of fake daycare centers. We'll say they're getting the money, but actually what's going to happen is they're going to give us all of the money back. Well, a small portion will pay them as hush-hush money. And luckily, they don't even speak English or know what's going on. So they're definitely not going to say anything, and they're not going to talk, because why bite the hand that feeds you? So if you go look, it's been documented now, screenshots, that a lot of these supposed companies who were supposed to be running the daycare centers went ahead and were donating to, let's see if we could fix this. These are all the donations you can see. Oh, 300, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, there we go, right? So they're giving these micro donations in a way. So these were screenshots of donations made to local Somali politicians. Don't you love that? Minnesota has Somali politicians. Can you imagine telling the early settlers of Minnesota, who were from Germany and Sweden and Norway, who braved the cold? There wasn't indoor heating then. They had to go out in the snow, chop wood, get water out of the wells, bring it in, built these homes, built these cities for their children, and say, nice work. Thank you, guys. One day we're going to have a bunch of Somali politicians ruling over your great, great, great grandchildren. Thank you for doing all this hard work. You know what they would have done? They would have burned the fucking village down, packed it up, and hiked back to Sweden, Norway, and Germany and said, fuck that. Little did they know, it wouldn't have helped, because it seems like you're not allowed to be white anywhere in the world. So they're giving all these donations to these local Somali politicians, including Ilhan Omar. What a surprise. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. So this is basically a kickback loop. And by the way, folks, welcome to how politicians work. Actually, you know, every time they vote to send billions of dollars to the Ukraine, yeah, that's how Nancy Pelosi's personal wealth grows from a few million dollars to hundreds of millions of dollars, when she's only supposed to be making a few hundred thousand dollars a year. That's how it works, folks. You guys are the suckers, and these fat pigs are swelling up on your money, and they're taking your money to fund a bunch of third worlders who hate you. And if you call them the no-no word, you get to go to jail. Just like Shiloh Hendricks, who's potentially facing jail time for simply calling a Somalian pirate what he was. Yes, they try to make it seem like, oh, she was attacking this child. No, that kid was there thieving, and that Somali who was just filming it was part of the ring. That's what they do. They run these thieving rings. Now, I am convinced that retard Tim Walz is 100% in on this, but I do not think he is the mastermind. Let's just take a look at old Tim Walz, shall we? Look at him. Do you think that this guy is figuring out how to run a multi-billion dollar scheme? No, no. Now, I don't know who we're beholden to. Yeah, I think that country in the Middle East has a lot of sway, because instead of dealing with this Minnesota fraud, Donald Trump was out here reassuring us how we were going to go ahead and strike Iran on behalf of them. That's right. He had his fifth meeting with Benjamin Milowski, or whatever, however you say his actual Polish name, even though he tried to change it to Netanyahu to sound more Judean, but he's actually Polish and he has absolutely no genetic ties to the land, as most of them do. That's why you can't do genetic testing in Israel. Now, this is what Trump is doing, and I know this must be hard for him because he's used to being the big honcho, but when the boss is in town, you do what he says. Pam Bondi made sure to go to Twitter and reassure us all how happy she is that Nick Shirley discovered it, and that the Justice Department has been investigating this for months. Isn't that awesome? Oh yeah, and Kash Patel tried to gaslight everyone and say that they had uncovered this fraud, when actually what had happened was the fraud was discovered before he even became the FBI director. This just goes to show you folks, never ever hire an Indian to do a white man's job. I do think that this goes all the way up, and I don't know how far up it goes, because the Republicans aren't really doing anything. They're just bitching about it on Twitter. I mean, even Eric Trump was like, people must be locked up. Your dad's the president, bro. What are you doing? What are we doing? J.D. Vance tweeted about it. You're the vice president. I mean, they're literally gaslighting us. They're sitting there tweeting about all these problems the way we do, as if they are just as helpless as we are. Maybe they are. Maybe the fourth dimensional beings have said, okay, that's enough. We're not going to be happy with the few children you let us abduct every year. We want you to all be slaves. And maybe they know that. Maybe we can't get out of it. But for the love of God, at least tell us what's going on. Don't come over here and gaslight us on Twitter. Act like you're one of the plebs. This woman, if you guys remember, when Melissa Hortman was assassinated along with her husband and also the Democratic state senator and his wife were shot, although they survived, what we didn't know at the time was that she was the only Democrat to vote against health care for illegals in Minnesota. And they tried to pin this as like some kind of MAGA murder. But the guy who did it literally said that he was doing it for Tim Walz. It was a Tim Walz appointee. And it gets a little bit more sus when we start looking into some of this stuff. This was the guy who actually was arrested for killing her. We don't know if he did it because we know how this works. His name was Dr. Vance Bolter. And they said he was a registered Republican who voted for Trump. But I think he had like registered as a Republican very recently. So it was a very slipshod job. Well, what do you know? He was part of the Minnesota Africans United. It's funny because he doesn't really look very African to me. Huh. What is that organization? It's a coalition of African immigrants in Minnesota that is centered on closing the opportunity gaps in agriculture, business, development, education, employment, healthcare, housing, investment, and trade, with the mission of creating awareness and increasing access to resources for African communities. Yeah, he looks like a guy who cares about Africans getting resources. I love when they say closing the gap. Yeah, the gap between the fact that immigrants get access to all of this money that the average working American does not, and actually provides for with the sweat of his back. These guys should all be strung up on a guitar. That's right. That's what I'm saying. This is YouTube. Well, here's Tim Walz, if you guys remember, when he said he was going to make it easier for people to get into the childcare business. So he is signaling to his handlers, Hey, I'm going to do for the country.
And we see growth. That's
what I've done for Minnesota.
We in Minnesota passed a paid family medical leave. You have a child, you. And I had to go back to work 5 days after my kids were born. This allows you to stay home a certain amount of time. What we know is that gets the child off to a better start. The family works better. We stay in their employers. We get more consistency in that. So Kamala Harris has made it a priority. We implemented it in Minnesota and we see growth. That's how you become
a pro-business state.
And so a paid family medical leave program, and I will tell you, go to the families or go to the businesses and ask them. As far as childcare on this, you have to take it at both the supply and the demand side. You can't expect the most important people in our lives to take care of our children or our parents to get paid the least amount of money. And we have to make it easier.
Yeah, love that, right? They always sell you, like, that's the thing with the Democrats. I'm not on this left-right divide anymore. I've totally been disabused of any delusion that I had that the Republicans were really caring about the working man. They both pretend to care about the working man. And what they're doing is they're using you as the front for the scams they want to run. Oh, this is about the childcare. And they don't tell you, oh yeah, actually all the money's going to go to us, but we're going to give a little kickback to these retarded Somalians who are just going to be going along with it because they're grateful enough to be here and be getting something, whereas they'd be starving to death in their country. I just really wish justice could be served one day. Here she goes saying that our country should be more fearful of white men. Yeah, you should. You should. You should be afraid for when they wake up, because deportation, that's not going to be an option anymore.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. Oh. We should be...
I can't listen to her accent. Let's see who Ilhan Omar's husband is, since she said we should be so afraid. Well, that was when she was married to her brother right there, Ahmad Hirsi, which she denies committing fraud. But her actual husband, swear, don't you show us him. Well, they keep trying to show us her. They don't want us to see. My fellow white men, make sure you marry a Somalian immigrant and help her run a multi-billion dollar scam. It's called the modern way of doing the Atlantic slave trade. Yeah, they took it away from us one time, but we are clever. We have chutzpah. We're gonna figure out how to have our slaves, even if we have to do it through a child daycare fraud scheme. Mazel tov. I'm so happy I'm a white man. Now, obviously, when this story broke, Tim Walz was very apologetic for missing the fraud and said he would investigate it immediately. Just kidding. Instead, he said, looking into the fraud is racism. Don't forget to visit my website, leonardaisfunny.com. Sign up for my newsletter. That's free. Just put your email in so you can stay in touch. If anything happens to my social media accounts, who knows how long I'm going to be allowed on here. Additionally, you can sign up for a premium membership. Now, a lot of people ask me, hey, Leonardo, how come you're not on Patreon? Funny story, I'm banned on Patreon. Yes, indeed. So, I started my own Patreon on my website. That's right. This is a Patreon where I don't have to give a bunch of Indians 30% of your revenue that you're trying to pay me, because it goes directly to my website. And just like Patreon, you get bonus material, a weekly episode, live streams, live chats. You get to be part of my little Telegram group chat. Very personal. It's a low, low price. Go ahead and click to premium membership, where you also have premium content that is available exclusively for you, not posted anywhere, okay? Things that would get me banned on YouTube. I post them on my website. It's like my personal Patreon, and nobody can boot me from it. And let's not forget to support my sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com, the most based publishers in the entire book writing industry. They are engaging in debates on X. People try to tell them that, hey, your books are too offensive. And they said, why? Is it books about how to transition your children? And they said, no, it's books about how to preserve your nation and your heritage. That's offensive. So please go visit them. The two really popular books right now are the books about Japan's National Socialist Policy by Ika Kita and the one about Spain's National Socialist Policy, Jose Antonio Fascist, written by Jose Luis Perez de Primavera, something like that. These Spaniards, man, stop putting on a bunch of names, all right? You get one first name and one last name, and nobody cares about your middle name except your grandma. So how about we just chill the f*** out? Anyway, those are the two books I'd recommend, and don't forget to use my promo code for a 10% off. See, I'm telling you guys, he's retarded. At least the early grifters knew how to use the words of racist and homophobic and anti-Semitic in a way that produced fruits for them. This is just so blatant. So now we can see what the script always was. Anytime you objected to the mistreatment of yourself and your kinfolk, the clear anti-white sentiment that was aimed at you for at least the last 70 years, even though you don't realize it, they would call you a racist. And now that's the only card they have in their deck. Let's take a look at Mr. Waltz.
Happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy.
Let's go look up what a scapegoat is, because everybody throws that word out and people don't really understand English. And of course they don't. That's because they're Somalian. A scapegoat is an individual or group unfairly blamed for the faults, mistakes, or problems of others, serving to deflect responsibility and unify a group against a common, innocent target. A practice rooted in ancient rituals where a goat symbolically carried sins into the wilderness, but now functions psychologically and socially as a defense mechanism to avoid facing real issues. So you can't scapegoat the Somalians by blaming them for what they're doing. Irony of ironies, Tim Walz, you are scapegoating the white man as you've been trained to do by your handlers. This is the great make you crazy gaslighting, is when you call out these certain groups for their bad behavior, and it's not just the Somalians, right? We get it when we were calling out the epic black violence on white people, they would turn it around and say this is white supremacy. They are scapegoating white people for the crimes of these minority groups who overpopulate the earth, actually, because they don't want to deal with the real issue that race is a reality and all of these groups are going to be tribal no matter what. And the only person who doesn't act in their own interest is the white man, who is conveniently being strung up for the sins of the Somalis.
Nick, that Governor Tim Walz is saying that you and others that are out there trying to expose this, you know, you're doing it because you're white supremacists. What is your response to him?
Yeah, Tim wants votes. There are entire apartment complexes where white people have been pushed out of these apartment complexes because Somalians have taken over and they're inside of these towns like Minneapolis, where they can go and go get votes from these people. And if you have 100,000 people that will vote for you because you're going to enable and let this stuff happen, and because you're going to call a white person racist for calling out facts, this is what's going to happen to a state like Minnesota. Minnesotans, they say Minnesota nice, but they are very upset. And I fully understand why they're upset. Because they don't have a governor who's actually working for them. He's actually working against them.
Yeah, it's not just about the votes, Nick. It's also about the money, and it's about the evil, and it's about the power and the corruption. And this is the thing. When people say that, oh, the Minnesotans, they voted for it, they're liberals, this is what they deserve, I never really believe that, because think about, when was the last time you actually got something you voted for? And haven't you voted against lots of things, but it didn't matter? But we do have a recording from a 2015 town hall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, when Tom Emmer, he was the head of the GOP then, he basically told the citizens of St. Cloud that they have to take as many Somalians as they say, whether they like it or not, because America. He also called them the fastest assimilating immigrant group and said they're just like Germans. Yes, just like Germans. Exactly the same. Let's listen to this.
Congressman is confused, so the questioner clarifies. We did not ask for those Somalis. Nobody asked us if we in St. Cloud want those Somalis. And we understand that social groups like the Lutheran Social Service and the Catholic Charities, they're dumping them in areas like St. Cloud. Okay, and so the question is, how many more are coming? We didn't ask for these people. Everybody that you read about is talking about this. So that is a main issue in this city. There is no control. The people have no control over any immigration. The mayor doesn't. I don't know.
Congressman Emmer is like, what are you even talking about? If someone's here legally, you don't get a say in whether they come into your city. And he fires a warning shot at the implicit racism here against Somalis, as if to say, don't go further down this road, you guys.
And if you're asking me how I feel about immigrant populations who are in this country legally and who are actually trying to find a better way for themselves and their families, I support it wholeheartedly. I mean, the Germans had the same problem when they came over. The Polish had the problem. The Chinese had the problem.
Because when a bunch of Germans move into your housing complex, everybody goes, oh, there goes the neighborhood. Sandra McDonald said, how are entire cities being taken over by Somalis? Their average IQ is like 60. How does this happen? And then, of course, I posted it. Apropos meme, it's just a joke. You know, somebody goes, oh, well, they played the smallest role because you have HIAS, which is the known organization that is about helping immigrants. HIAS, right? Hebrew Immigrant Association or something like that. So they really looked at the Lutherans who placed and then the Catholic Charities. And they thought, huh, that's interesting. Let's go take a look at who's donating to the Catholic Charities. Interesting. Interesting. Synagogues donating to a Catholic charity to help resettle African refugees in Fort Wayne, Indiana. In Boston, the Jewish Federation is teaming up with Catholic Charities to support immigrant services. In Oregon, rabbis have spoken at Catholic Charities, highlighting shared ethical principles of social justice and care for migrants. You had the combined Jewish philanthropies helping the Catholic Charities. Wow. Never stop noticing, that's all I'll say. That's why I don't like when people say that, because no, clearly they were opposed and they were shut down and they were basically told, you know, bend over and take it. Tim Walz is not the only one trying to make it about white supremacy. Hassan the Turk is trying to make it, oh, look, I don't know what kind of fraud Somalis and daycares are doing, but I think it's separate crime to try and storm with the camera. This is classic communist tactics, right? Okay, I understand maybe the crime was bad, but what were you doing noticing the crime? Hassan, why don't you worry about not electrocuting your dog? You look gay. And he tried to discredit Nick by saying, oh, he made this video in Israel. And then Nick clapped back at him, which I think was fantastic. He said, I was a Mormon missionary for 2 years. I'm not a Zionist. I went to Israel with my own money to try to figure out what was going on for myself and for my viewers to see it firsthand. He says, I don't support the death of innocent children or our dollars funding it, whether it's Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, or the Al-Shabaab, which is the Somalis. Okay, America first always. So he owned them, but he didn't have anything to say back to that. Here he is again deflecting, right? Gaslight, deflecting, projection, turning it back around on you. We want to know about what's going on with the Somali Medicaid fraud. Hey, you should know that most of the crime is committed by white men. Remember who we should be angry at.
Look, it's not law-abiding citizens. If that were the case, there's a lot of white men should be holding a lot of white men accountable for the crimes that they have committed. I think for the community to maybe educate their population, because I think what you're seeing here is there's secondary victims in this, that there's providers inside the community that are then victimizing the community themselves by signing them up, because when we're going to some of these people, they're like, I had no idea I was in this program. So I think it's...
The real victims are the Somalian daycare scammers. Thank you, Tim Walz. No wonder Trump called you a retard. You can't even run a scam properly.
It's asking us then, you know, for every crime, which of course the majority being committed by white men, asking us to do more about that. I think it's crime in general. And I think the biggest thing on this is just making sure that we're educating the population. And again, this is 80 people or so that have been convicted in this, maybe some more in that, out of a broader ring. Medicaid
80
fraud.
80 people scamming $8 billion, about half of the entire Medicaid fraud, about the entire GDP of Somalia. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, okay? Real nice. Real, real nice. Gotta love these guys. So the nice thing is that people are starting to realize what I have been screaming at you for over a year, which is they only call you racist when you are over the target. It is a way to handcuff you and stop you from upholding the moral order. And the people who scream the loudest, calling you a racist, an anti-Semite, a homophobe, a transphobe, are the guiltiest. They are using these attacks and accusations against you as a shield of liability against their own wrongdoing. So much so that even Elon Musk, who last Christmas was having a freaking freak out about the H-1Bs, and this Christmas seems to be at the spear of the white nationalist movement, who said, hey, just stop caring whether they call you racist or not. They do that to scare away inquiries. Doing so used to work, but not anymore. Fraud is fraud, and it doesn't matter what race someone is. Well, you're almost there, Elon, because these Somalis do care about what race they are, because if you notice, they didn't steal a bunch of money for, you know, a bunch of poor white people. No, they stole it for their community. They have tribal loyalty and identity. We're the only ones playing some stupid game that the rest of the world isn't playing with us. But at least he's saying that, which I agree. He might have taken that out of one of my own videos. He said it again, right? Mass immigration of people that want to kill white people is white genocide, right? So people are starting to see this. It's no longer can be dismissed as a rumor. They've been doing it for quite a while, really ramping it up in the last 10 years. And, you know, even Libs of TikTok, although Libs of TikTok, we know she's a fellow white, wants to say, I'd rather be called a white supremacist than turn a blind eye to billions of Somali fraud. Yeah, would you rather be called a white supremacist than turn a blind eye to all the money we're sending to the Middle East? No, because that's your personal pet project. I mean, this was how bad it was. This was the sign on one of the centers. Quality Leering Center. And leering is pretty much all Somalians do. Right? Remember when they harassed that Cinnabon lady because she called them the N-word? They just started filming when she called them the N-word. She should have called you a lot worse, dude. A lot worse. So that's what that meme is, by the way. And that phone number there is not in service. You can try it out yourself. And the other phone number goes directly to Tim Walz's company. Let's go ahead and watch. This is one of the daycares that receives the most amount of money, $3.6 million. In CCAP funding that is tax exempt, that is your money. They can't even give you a paper to enroll your child. So when you want to actually show up to enroll your child, oh, sorry, we don't have the paper. We're going to take this money and do whatever we want. On top of the daycare fraud, you also have an autism center fraud. These centers have increased over the years in 2024, $228 million allocated for autism Medicaid. How do you like that?
Here, Future Leaders Early Learning Center, this building received over $3 million. Hello, how are you? I would like to see if I can bring little Joey, my son little Joey here. Is there a paperwork? Can I check out the daycare? No. Why can't I check out the daycare?
Joey's still homeless.
Please explain to me how this woman who barely speaks English, figured out how to fill out the government grant paperwork and set up a whole fake business through a shell company and apply for increases in grants and show the documentation that you are taking care of these children. Please explain that to me, okay? You've got to be a moron to think that they're the masterminds. Now, do I want them out? Yes. Do I give a shit that they're going to be held accountable? Absolutely not. But they're going to just throw you a little crumb in the hopes that you forget about it. No, we're not gonna forget about it, okay? Here, Vivek trying to take, we won't let Ohio become Minnesota. You're worse, buddy, you're worse. But yeah, Eric Trump, people better start going to jail. Hello? Is this crazy town? What's going on? Look at J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance himself been tweeting about this nonstop. Not a single one of these people are doing anything. You know why? Because they're all on the take. That's why. Let's go to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance's account. What does he do? He tweets about Nick's. Yo, he's doing useful journalism. What's happening in Minnesota is a microcosm of the immigrant fraud. Why are you tweeting about this like there's nothing you could do? Even what's his face? Miller, Stephen Miller, who usually is like so base. And now I'm starting to think like this whole thing is just about them throwing us a bone, hoping we don't notice that they're all in it together. Where is the FBI? Oh, I know. They're probably grooming a young autistic loner so he can go shoot up a school so we can pass more laws to take away your gun rights. Excellent. Excellent work, Cash Patel. Cross-eyed Patel. Anyway, as I said earlier, it's not just the centers in Minnesota. Somebody else posted she just went to 4 Somali-run home daycare centers in Federal Way, Washington. They received taxpayer subsidies. Just like he found, there were no children and no one willing to chat with this reporter. They threatened me with police. Oh, awesome. They set up fake medical centers, fraudulently diagnosed their kids with autism. In 2018, it was $3 million. Now it's $399 million. Yeah, and you think they figured out how to do that themselves, guys? Come on. It's also happening in Ohio. Fraudulent Somalian healthcare companies are being created, charging as much as $250,000 per year for doing nothing, okay? The healthcare companies will get $250,000 for each one of their families that they sign up for their healthcare company. Meanwhile, you and your family are being given the option to euthanize yourself because your thyroid doesn't work. Don't you just love it, folks? That's it for the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe.